Hello, and welcome to Art Breeze, the podcast where we strip away the stress of modern marketing. I'm Catherine, your guide to the data and strategy.
And I'm Leo, your creative director, looking at the design. Together, we're here to show you how to navigate web design, SEO, and ads without the headache. Whether you're driving or unwinding, take a deep breath. Let's simplify your business growth.
Ever wonder why your competitors rank higher and their homepage converts while yours collects tumbleweeds? You refresh your analytics, you check your traffic, and it feels like no one is sticking around long enough to even read your headline. Today, we're going to take a calm, focused look at one place that matters more than you think, the hero section, the above-the-fold slice of your homepage that both people and search engines treat as the summary of your offer.
I hear this all the time from small business owners. They've spent money on a new layout, swapped out images, but visitors still bounce. The scary part? Often the fix is small, deliberate, and low risk, not a full redesign. Stick with me for the next few minutes, and I'll show you the technical reasons this area carries so much weight, and how tiny edits can change both rankings and conversions. First, let's look at the calm analysis. Why does the hero matter to search engines and users? Think of the hero as the headline and the billboard for your site. Search engines and humans both use it to quickly understand what you do. If that summary is fuzzy, neither of them will commit. Technically speaking, a lot of the confusion comes from three simple things: H1 versus headline, metadata signals, and load priority for hero assets. The H1 is the HTML signal that tells search engines what this page is about, but many sites display one phrase visually and use a different H1 under the hood, or worse, no clear H1 at all. That mismatch sends mixed signals. Next, metadata. Your page title and meta description are short summaries search engines use for ranking and snippet generation. If your hero headline doesn't align with that metadata, you're losing clarity twice, once to the crawler and once to the visitor. Finally, load priority. Huge hero images that load late make it harder for search bots and human visitors to see your message quickly. Slow load equals higher bounce rates and lower perceived relevance.
So the technical takeaway is simple. Make your H1 and visible headlines say the same clear thing. Keep metadata consistent and prioritize speed so your hero renders fast. Those tweaks alone help both search engines and people form a quick, accurate impression. Let the data guide us. Clarity converts.
All right, switching gears into the creative side. If Catherine hands you the technical map, I'll point out how to make the hero visually reassuring. Design is trust, and your hero is the moment people decide whether to stay. Small visual choices can lower visitor anxiety and guide action without shouting for attention.
Start with imagery that reassures. Instead of a loud, abstract photo that confuses visitors, use contextual imagery, a clear shot of your product in use, a calm photo of your team, or a simple illustration that supports the headline. On mobile, that image should be cropped or replaced so faces and key elements remain visible without pushing the headline below the fold.
Headline hierarchy matters. Visually prioritize the value statement, then a supporting line, then the action. Make the H1 work as the one-line answer to, "What do you do for me?" Use contrast to pull the eye to a single primary CTA. The button should stand out in color, size, and placement, so there's no second guessing. Remember, form follows function.
Finally, add quiet trust cues, a short line of social proof, a single badge for payment or membership, or a tiny testimonial under the CTA. These reduce anxiety without cluttering the visual. On tiny screens, prefer brevity and vertical stacking so users see the headline and CTA with minimal scrolling. Make it beautiful and make it easy.
Okay, time for the Art Breeze method, our three-step, low-stress workflow you can follow in under a day. Step 1, clarify your offer and H1. Write a one-line value statement that answers who you help, what you do, and the benefit. Example, local bakery delivering morning pastries to your office each weekday. That exact sentence, or a tightened version, becomes both your visible headline and your H1.
Step 2,
Optimize assets and metadata for speed and search. Compress or replace oversized hero images with web-optimized formats. Set an explicit H1 in your CMS and align your page title and meta description with that headline. Prioritize lazy loading secondary images, but make the hero render first. Small changes here shave seconds off your load time and increase clarity for crawlers.
Step 3. Design for trust and a single clear action. Create one primary CTA. Pick a contrasting color that meets accessibility contrast and add a small trust cue nearby, a review score, an association badge, or trusted by 2,000 plus customers. Keep visuals consistent with your brand, but simplify the hero so there's one clear path forward.
We call this the Clarify, Optimize, Guide loop. It's gentle, repeatable, and safe to test incrementally. If you prefer, treat it as a micro project. Make the copy change first, measure, then update the image, measure again. Breathe and build. Now, a quick checklist and three tiny experiments you can run in under an hour. 1. Swap your headline. Replace the hero headline with a clear, benefit-focused H1 for 7 days and watch metrics, bounce rate, session duration, and clicks on the primary CTA. 2. Compress or replace your hero image. Use a lighter file or a mobile-optimized crop and measure page load times and mobile bounce. Even shaving a second can change behavior.
3. Move the CTA above the fold or change its color to a high contrast option for a short test. Track click-through rate and micro-conversions. These micro-tests tell you quickly whether a visual or copy change is worth a larger update.
If none of these moves help, it may point to deeper site-wide issues, content gaps, backlink health, or conversion funnel problems. The ArtBreeze approach is a targeted first step. If results lag, widen the scope and check the rest of your site health. Recap: clarify your headline and H1, optimize your hero assets and metadata for speed and search, and design a single trust-backed action. Small changes compound. 3 tiny experiments: swap headline, compress hero image, and move or restyle your CTA. Run them one at a time, measure, and iterate. If you want a ready-made starting point, visit our site for downloadable hero templates, a simple ArtBreeze checklist, and a friendly audit option. We've built templates to keep things calm and effective. No agency stress, just practical steps you can take today.
You don't have to do this alone. If you'd rather hand it off, our audits are gentle and actionable, focused on clarity first, not flashy redesigns. Design is trust, and we'll help you earn it where it matters most.
That wraps up our thoughts for today. We hope this episode gave you some clarity and a fresh perspective. Remember, digital marketing doesn't have to be a storm. It can be a breeze if you have the right plan in place. Keep it simple, keep it growing, and let it be a breeze. Thanks for letting us be a part of your journey today.